I remember those days immediately when I see this ship.
Getting seasick.
No, I liked it. Although I was sick, still I liked it. Day and night for 35 days.
I came to America in the same way.
Oh.
But I was always sick. I didn't like it.
Yes, this ship journey is very good, provided there is no seasickness.
Yeah.
Otherwise, very good. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama. All our books in different languages, at least all the European languages. America is one language.
South America.
South America, different language. Spanish.
Spanish, Portuguese.
Japanese translation. Something is done or not?
Just a magazine.
No. His wife was translating Japanese.
Yes. It has to be checked over.
There is a girl in Tokyo who's very expert.
Yeah.
She's doing?
She's been doing the magazine. She can do more. It says, yesterday Nitai found a quote from the Puranas that says, there are many gurus who will take away your money, but rare is the one who will take away
guru
your miseries.
Guru bhavashanti,
yes,
vitta apaharaka. Guru bhavashanti, vitta apaharaka. Tanta guru napashyami, shishya santapaharaka. There are many gurus that are very expert in plundering disciples' money. But it is very difficult to find out a guru who can take out all the anxieties of the disciples. Shishya santapaharaka. Guru is meant for taking away the santap. Saṃsāra dāvā nalarīra lūpa tranāya kānunna ghanādhana. The shishya will be peaceful, objective of life. That is the business of guru. Not to take out his money.
In one lecture you were explaining that's prayer, samsara. You said the first business of the guru is to take away the anxiety of the disciple.
Now our people, they've got some hope that they're going back to home, back to God. And all other rascals, zero. Who is endeavor? But zero. What is this endeavor?
There's nothing to do for that.
Hare Krishna. Bhagavata also, guru nasasya. He should not be guru unless he is able to protect his disciple from the imminent danger of death. Namo chayeda samupita mrittam. This cycle of birth and death and going is going on. Guru's business is how to stop this cycle of birth and death. And it is not very difficult. Teach him to understand Krishna. And Krishna is assuring, if anyone understands me nicely, then after giving up this body, he comes to me. Where is it difficult? Giving Krishna consciousness and he is safe from birth and death. There is nothing wonderful. There is no jugglery. Takta deham punarjanma naiti mami. For mitigating the sufferings of humanity. But they don't know what is the real suffering of this planet. Yaham punarjanma naiti mami. That is the real suffering, cycle of birth and death. Nati Bitu Sartha Gatim Vishnu. These rascals, they do not know what is the goal of life. Sartha, self-interest. Unless he comes to Vishnu, there is no question of Sartha Gatim. Claim this portion, eh? Strong and stout. Not all. Yesterday it was a very nice city, and today it is finished. This is from and there is no God. Just see how intelligent they are. To pour water whole night, thousands of miles, can the scientists arrange? So who is arranging for it? His father? His father, of course, arranging. But he does not agree to offer respect to the father.
Another boy in a different place, householder, his business is making surfboards for a living. He builds the surfboards.
Uh-huh.
And he puts pictures, big pictures of Krishna, Lord Nrisimhadev, uh-huh, on the surfboard, so that when the boys are sitting on the board, like you saw that boy sitting on the surfboard, all day long they're looking at the picture.
Very good.
Tulsi grows profusely in Hawaii, and they...
That's a good sign.
Yes, many people, hundreds of people are worshiping Tulsi. Even people we don't know, they, somehow or other, they have gotten Tulsi and they're worshiping.
But they'll become devotees.
Yes.
Without any faith. Yes. They'll become devotees. If they chant Hare Krishna and worship Tulsi, they will be liberated without any, and they will become devotees. gradually appreciate.
But the little boy, the 3-year-old boy, he appreciates very much. He loves your books.
Oh.
Yesterday on Samkirtan, I was just giving a book to someone, and when he saw your picture, he said, "Ah, yes. In 1966, I chanted Hare Krishna."
That's it?
And he took the book because he saw your picture.
Yes, 1966, I was chanting in San Francisco.
He said he chanted with you and your disciples on 2nd Avenue.
Yeah.
He said there were 15.
What is that, Tomkinson?
No? Tompkins Square Park. Many, many people came to that storefront.
Huh?
Many people came to that storefront.
Oh, yeah. Is that fact?
Packed every night. 75, 80 people. I said, I went to that New York storefront first off. And I was a Mayavad, well, I was a rascal, so they called me a rascal, so I became very offended. Later on I saw that they were right.
And you called them rascal? No.
No. I knew that they were not rascals. They looked very pure. I just left.
Sun sign has covered 93 million miles all round. So the sun sign is big or the sun is big?
The sun is big. The potency is in the sun.
Yes. Therefore Krishna is big, not the Brahma. And within the sun globe there is sun god. Vivasan. They do not know all this. They think the sun sign is
big. Is the sun separate from Vivasan?
Huh?
The sun is different than Vivasan?
Not different. Just like the sun sign is not different from the sun globe. The sun globe means all the inhabitants there, they're glowing. Therefore the whole planet is glowing.
And Vivasvan,
he's also blind.
He will stay as long as the sun is, I mean, he is present.
Yes, he has got a duration of life. When the creation will be annihilated, he will be annihilated.
He is from the beginning?
He will be not annihilated. Nobody is annihilated. But he is not manifest, non-manifest. He is demigod. God, with the annihilation of the material world, they will be all finished. But Krishna will remain there. Ahameva Asamagre. And he will remain. He was in the beginning of creation. And at the end of creation, he will be there.
Prabhupada, in the Bhagavatam, it is mentioned Sarva Devamayo Guru. What is the meaning?
Guru is the representation of all gods and demigods.
In Vrindavan you were explaining about the sun, that the sun is not fire, but the living entities there have glowing bodies.
Hmm.
How do they glow?
Hmm?
I mean, you said it was not the glow of the soul, but it was...
How do you not glow? How? God has made you not glowing, and he has made them glowing. That's all. Sarva karana karana.
What I mean to say, is there a difference between, just like we have fire here, is it different from the glowing there? You said the sun is not fire.
And without fire, how they can be glow?
So they have fiery body.
Yeah.
And when we see fire here, it is also living in that way, living as some living entity.
And within fire?
Yes.
That is agnipo. Just like you have got microbes and germs in water. Similarly, there are microbes and germs in fire. Achidyam, adajyam. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Adajyam. It is not burned by fire. Everything information is there. Therefore, our knowledge is perfect. Take from the perfect source of knowledge. Achidyam, adajyam, aslesh, asosyam.